Just one halakha on the laws of Hilchot Berachot. So the law is Berachah Rishona, there's no shi'ur how much you have to eat to make a Berachah Rishona. You make the Berachah appropriate to whatever you're eating. When it comes to Berachah Harona, you have to have a shi'ur of a kezayit when it comes to food in order to make Berachah Harona. The question that we have today is a simple question. A person made let's say, for example, Boremine Mezonot on a piece of cake. He ate a half a kezayit of the cake. And then he walked outside. He came back in. The halakha says, once you walk outside, you have to make a new beracha rishona, Boremine Mezonot. And now we ate another half a kezayit of Mezonot. Together, in both eatings, he ate a kezayit, and he ate it within the time frame that is measured for Berachah Harona, which is called Achilat Pares, which is for a different discussion. Can you be mitzaref the two eatings? It's a strange case here because you made two Berachot Rishonot. I could argue that once you made a new Berachah Rishona, it cancels whatever you did until that point, and you start again. Or do I say, no, it's a technicality that you have to make a new Berachah Rishona because you walked out. But bottom line, you did eat the kezayit within the measured time, and therefore I could argue that you should make a Berachah Harona. The Ma'aseh, the Mishnah Berura in Kuf Yud, in Resh Yud, if Katan Aleph agrees that you should make a Berachah Harona, that's the Kaf HaHayim, and that's Acham Uvadya, Alav HaShalom, when he says, Achal Pachot Mekezayit, Ve'alach Lachutz, Ve'Hazar, Shesarich Lebarech Shenit, Batechila, ובאכילה השנייה השלים לשיעור כזית, בצירוף האכילה הראשונה, מצטרפים האכילות, ומברך ברכה אחרונה, ובלבד שלא עבר שיעור זמן כדי אכילת פרס, אכילתו הראשונה. This is as well brought down in Yalkut Yosef English, in Berachot, on page 244.